Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Digitally Uploaded podcast. I'm Matt Sinclair, editor-in-chief of digitallydownloaded.net, and with me this week we have Ginny. Hello, Ginny.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
Good, thanks. Good. And, oh, Alan. Hello, Alan.
I was actually really quite upset for a second because I thought you'd forgotten my name. And, like, for real, and you thought you were just actually just not knowing who I was, which is a fair enough cop, to be quite honest.
Yeah, the problem is you don't come on enough podcasts, Alan, so... You
know. Sorry, wow.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. All right, so let's get straight into it. We've got some Hatsune Miku music, Raspberry Monster, which is a good track, and stuff. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about the games of December, because it's that time of month. Welcome back, everybody. Okay, so because it's the end of the month, or the start of next month by the time you listen to this, well, close enough, we'll be talking about the games of December first up. And finally, it's a little bit of a break, thank God, after a year from hell, if you try and keep up with all the releases. December is a relatively quiet one, so just running through the list quickly. On the PlayStation, we have Bravo Team in early December, which is actually pretty neat. It's a VR game that uses the PlayStation AIM controller, and it's cooperative and stuff. Not the biggest fan of shooters, but I quite enjoyed that one when I played the demo of it recently. There is also something to do with Destiny, something to do with Surge, big deal. There's Tokyo Xanadu EX Plus, which is going to be great. That was a PlayStation Vita game, and now it's coming on PS4, which should be really good. Okami HD, and for those of us like me who have somehow missed every single release of it previously, here's our chance to catch up, which is great. Final Fantasy 15 Episode Ignis, which is really great because Ignis is the best male character in Final Fantasy 15. So, yeah, it's good that he's getting his story expanded on. There's also, I don't know exactly when it is, but it should be coming out in December. There's the HD remaster of Star Ocean 4, which was a PlayStation 3 game. Really good one. And, yeah, that should keep us going in terms of RPGs through the month. Over on the Switch, there's not much. Finally, at the end of November, there's ports of the two Resident Evil Revelations games, which are okay.
They're surprisingly good.
Yes, no, they're not. Well, the first one's all right. The second one's just
different. The second one is really cool. It tried something.
You're wrong, Alan. The 1st of December brings Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and I've been playing that a little bit. I can, I guess, say bits and pieces of it without reviewing it, but it's pretty neat so far. That's my official preview. Only thing that I really can't stand is the English accent.
And it's Ryan time, I believe, yeah, is what you meant to say.
It's really... Time for the Rhine.
Yes.
It's really rank. It's like the rejects from a Guy Ritchie film. Got thrown into this, and they probably shouldn't have, because yeah, doesn't make sense that they've got the really bad English accent going, and it's really distracting. But at least there will be a DLC, free DLC for the Japanese voices on day one, I believe, so you don't have to listen to that, which is good. Look forward to my review anyway, because other than that, I'm really enjoying it. We've got
just going to quickly spoil the end of that game as well. Everyone's actually a chimney sweep. So that's that's actually the real reason behind everything.
Yeah, the end boss is Mary Poppins.
Yeah, she's just like, drink your medicine. And then that's her attack, like her catchphrase while she attacks you.
Also, there's Phantom Breaker Battlegrounds Overdrive coming out on the Switch, which should be really good. It's a brawler, I think, like the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Simpsons games or whatever. And that would work really well on the Switch, I think, plus anime characters and stuff, which is good for people like me. And then there's Switch gets support of Unepic, which is actually a surprisingly decent little game. It's obviously nothing that's going to win Game of the Year award, but yeah, it's good fun and it should be good on the Switch as well. A port of Max, The Curse of the Brotherhood, is coming on the Switch if puzzle platformers are your thing. But yeah, other than that, it's a fairly quiet month in December, thank God. So most of us, I imagine, will be spending at least some time catching up on the backlog, like I guess Alan will be, since you're playing games from January.
January?
Yeah. Neo came out in January, remember?
I thought you meant you got the PC port.
No. I bought the PS4 game because it was $15 on Black Friday.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. Look at me go. I'm a big boy now. I've been playing Neo a bit. It's very good, and it's going to scratch my Bloodborne itch quite nicely, I feel, because I've already enjoyed it a fair amount, and I've only played about like 2 hours or 3 hours of it. But yeah, I'm chuffed, and I also got Gran Turismo Sport as well, so I'm going to be quietly upgrading my little, you know, Golf GTI RS and giving it stupid stickers and having fun with that. I got so excited that was the first car that I could buy.
Actually, that's a really bloody good racing game. I get the sense that it kind of got released and
everyone forgot about it. Yeah,
it disappeared quickly, but it's actually a really good racing game.
It's also the first racing game that allows you to race like a real human being on a console and not just be an idiot and like rubber band around corners on like the walls. It gives you a reason to actually race like a real driver, and that makes me so happy.
I don't know if it's a first. I mean, Project Cars is already there. Assetto Corsa is there.
They don't really have as much like an aggressive like sportsmanship thing, though. Like, in order to get into the online in GT Sport, you have to watch like 2 videos explaining how not to be an idiot on the racetrack, which I think is really funny.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Project Cars is pretty good at punishing people who play like me and crash into everybody.
You're that person.
Yeah, I'm always that person.
I hate you. I'm going
to... I use...
Podcast is over.
I use other people's cars to help me get around corners. And that's a legit strategy as far as I'm concerned.
Just going to quietly scream in the corner. It's all right. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. Just going to breathe into this little bag.
Just hope that we never meet each other on GT Sport, Alan.
I kind of want to now so I can ruin your rating.
But yeah, that's... They're obviously because of Black Friday. Not that I want to talk about it as Black Friday because we're not actually American.
It doesn't make any sense, does it? It's the dumbest thing.
We do have global sales for a whole lot of stuff, and there's a whole lot of stuff that got really heavily discounted, including stuff that, you know, is really recent, like GT Sport and Call of Duty and, you know, all that stuff got discounted. So I guess in December, in addition to the couple of releases that people are kind of really looking forward to, it's mostly about, you know, playing the stuff that you picked up on sale dirt cheap.
It's the catch-up month we all wanted.
And it's obviously because Christmas is coming up, there'll be a lot of family stuff going on. And Sony did recently enough release a whole bunch of PlayLink games, which are all kind of designed around that multiplayer experience.
But I actually, can I talk about those quickly? Because they suck.
No, they're great. They're great.
They're not good. I just don't know why you'd ever pick any of them over any of the Jackbox games.
Have you played Hidden Agenda?
I have. Through like a 2-hour campaign of it, and it was really weird and not that great.
Oh, Alan, you're just no fun.
It's just like play Until Dawn, for God's sakes, and just like play with a group of friends and have them all shout at you. It's great. I really enjoyed it.
I quite like what PlayLink's doing. I like the potential of it, and I do agree that Jackbox Party is obviously another one that you should have ready to go this Christmas, because it is perfect for this time of year. But I'm quite happy with what PlayLink's doing and what it's offering. And again, at the preview event, it's not going to be out in time for Christmas, unfortunately, but I saw one called Erica in Motion. And it's an actual kind of, well, it's a throwback, I guess, to FMV games from the 80s and whatever. But this one.
Okay, into it.
But yeah. This one's actually done well.
I'm less into it now.
With good voice acting, and it's got a lot of, it's kind of like an interactive TV show, but it's actually really good. It's got a lot of potential. It shows that PlayLink's not just going to be about the multiplayer experience.
So it's not just that's you.
No, this one's definitely designed around the single player experience. But yeah, it's good. I like PlayLink. I think Sony released it at the right time of year.
It's a very good idea, and I think it's an insane thing that no one else has tried it before, really, other than the Jackbox team who basically invented it. So, like,
I tell you what, they really missed a beat not doing a buzz game to launch PlayLink. I know.
What? Why
it should be a Buzz game. Buzz is brilliant.
Yeah.
I hate that game. Just going to put it out there.
Oh, Ginny.
We don't need a Buzz game. It's unnecessary. We've moved on from Buzz. There are plenty of other better games.
We need lots more Buzz games. We need dozens more Buzz games. Every single quiz you can possibly imagine needs to be a Buzz game.
We don't need more quizzes. We're inundated with party games that are better than sitting around pressing a single button and yelling at a screen. We don't need that anymore.
There needs to Ginny, be a Sunny Miku Buzz game.
I don't want to like sort of pour water on your bonfire, but welcome to gaming, I guess.
It's Overcooked. We're fine. We have games like Overcooked and
which is
sausage.
You press buttons and get mad at your friends.
And that other sausage game where you play as a sausage animal. God, the name escapes me, but it's coming out in December anyway. It's something like
the
sausage.
Other sausage game.
Sausage game.
Yeah, Overcooked sausage game sausage and come and ride a climax supreme or whatever the fuck it's
no,
called.
No, it's called Sausage Sports Club, and you play as like an animal's really long necks, and you just. Look, I'm not selling it very well, okay? But my point is...
I'm sold already. I don't know what you're talking about.
My point is there are other great games that don't involve just, like, I don't know, trying to, like, come up with Thanksgiving trivia. It's just... We've moved on from games like Buzz. Buzz is redundant. We don't need Buzz.
Buzz is fake news.
Ginny. Well, after all the good things you've said over the months and years, it's like, you're just letting me down here. Buzz is great.
Clearly, I won't be playing Buzz in December because there are thankfully no Buzz games to play. So,
would you say that you can buzz off? Okay, I'm going to quit the podcast. Good one, guys.
Alan. Okay. On that note, let's just take a break from Alan and listen to some music from Neo because, you know, Alan's playing it and he enjoys it and it's got good music anyway, and we haven't put it on the podcast yet. So here's a track, I think it's Yukimaru Witcher's theme track, which is really cool. So enjoy. We'll be back. And welcome back again. So, for the last section of the podcast, we are going to talk about photo modes in games, because one of the trends from 2017, in addition to having, you know, an endless stream of really bloody good games, was a lot of them had photo modes implemented into them. And we're not just talking about the ability to take a screenshot, but we're talking about the ability to completely mess with everything as a professional photographer would. And
the results are really impressive. I was at a Sony event the other day, and they actually had all these framed photos that people had taken from Horizon hanging up on the wall, and it looked, you know, it looked like actual photography. It looked like we were in an art gallery kind of thing, looking at, you know, some artsy photographer's work. And, you know, other than the photo mode, Horizon was a pretty terrible game, but
Jesus.
The photo mode alone was something worth spending a lot of time in, and that was just one from Sony. I think every major game from Sony this year has had that photo mode included in it. I think it might be some kind of mandate from Sony to its studios, because Uncharted certainly did.
It's free marketing.
Yeah, Uncharted did, and Gran Turismo
is really incredible. Yeah, it is really so good.
And it makes sense. It is free marketing, like Alan said. You know, you stick your photos up on social media and whatever, and it's like, oh my god, look how good this game is, let's go buy it. And yeah, a couple of other developers have kind of cottoned onto that. Hellblade from Ninja Theory has a really bloody good photo mode, and it's obviously not a Sony studio. Other developers have a ways to go. One of the few things I was really disappointed in Assassin's Creed Origin, actually, was how poor the camera options were in that one. And it is getting to the point now where I kind of expect these games to have good photo modes, because I'm enjoying taking photos with them. And yeah, if you're going to make a pretty game, make it easy to take a good photo.
Yeah. Well, like Matt said, I spent like half an hour in the GT Sport photo edited last night, just changing the angle on my like front wheels to get the, you know, the perfect angle. And I don't know why I did that, but I was just really into it, and it's really fun. I don't know why. Again, it's the dumbest thing I've ever imagined of doing, but I got really into it. So I can't believe that we're at the point where I can blur the lines between actual photography and, you know, computer generated, you know, like screenshots, essentially. It's so cool. It's so cool.
Ah. It is. And it's a good way, I guess, also to engage with the game more, because, you know, it's if you're going to spend a lot of time, you know, tweaking photo options and stuff, you're obviously really into at least that part of the game, the visual side of things. And you end up being more, I guess, connected to what's going on in it. I'm hoping the Japanese studios start to catch up, because there are some who are creating really gorgeous games with really limited photo features or no screenshot ability at all. Thanks a lot, Persona 5. And it's disappointing. It'd be great by the time Persona 5 Dancing rolls around, if you can work with camera angles and make it like a So You Think You Can Dance photo shoot or something like that.
Oh, good God, no.
That would be amazing. I would love that.
No, dance photography is amazing. Like, yeah, it'd be great if the dancing rhythm games, Miku games as well, would, you know, give you more control over the screenshots you take and the angles that you take them from. That would be nice.
Yeah, look. I don't think that's a safe idea for work.
Well, you know, I'm sure Dead or Alive 6 will do it, because Dead or Alive 5 had very limited photo options, but it had photo options at a time where nobody was really doing them. So I'm sure Dead or Alive 6 will really ramp that up to 14, and Twitter will be inundated with stuff that you don't want your bosses to see.
Or anyone to see, really, to be quite honest.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to want to mute me when that game comes out. I can just tell you that now.
Yep.
If you haven't already muted me, of course.
It happened a while ago. Because after you said Sonic was bad.
I was going to say that was when Dead or Alive Extreme 3 came out, right?
Probably, yeah, actually.
That was probably a time to mute me, to be honest. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, I mean, other games that would really benefit from a really good photo mode are obviously sports games. I haven't played one of the AAA sports games in a while, actually, but if FIFA were to include a really good photo mode, giving you the chance to, you know, feel like you're taking shots for a sports section of a newspaper or whatever, that would be really cool, and you could create some really good stuff that way.
To be honest, I'm actually really shocked they haven't done that already with, like, the story mode of Alex Hunter. I'm surprised that's not already been a thing, because that is just like a really easy way to just like involve yourself in the game. I don't know. It seems like a no-brainer, but all right.
It might be. It might be.
Hire me.
It might be. I just haven't seen any. I haven't seen any good photos on social medias from FIFA, and
because they're all buying loot boxes. The cameras are actually in the loot boxes.
Yeah, every camera angle is actually a loot box item. yeah.
Hooray. Continuing, can we just actually quickly mention before it all blows over, but the absolute backpedaling that I've seen from EA with Need for Speed Payback is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Like, I've never seen anyone like panic harder about a game and be like, oh no guys, we're trying to fix it so it's more player oriented. It's the funniest thing. I can't wait to see how badly it all goes.
Yeah. Need for Speed.
Need for Speed. Has a good photo mode, apparently.
Has it?
Yeah, I think so. That's, I don't know. I was trying to bring it back in. Felt bad for changing the title, the topic.
Yeah, but I don't know if EA does put...
There is a photo mode. Games.
Is there?
I think. There is.
It wouldn't surprise me if there was or not, but if there was, because it is EA and AAA budgets and stuff, but yeah.
Mm.
They should put one in, yeah.
There is one in. I just found it. Yay.
I don't think Lord of the Rings has one, from memory. Not that I was...
Yeah, because it's all in the loot boxes. You can screenshot and stream the loot box opening, but you can't do anything else.
Yeah, so that's an odd one. Not that I was that engaged with the game that I actually wanted to take screenshots, but yeah. At the very least, if you can't remove the HUD and the minimap and shit, then you got no place making a game this generation, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Actually, Nier Automata didn't have a photo mode, which was disappointing. I remember.
Yeah, but if you just took a screenshot in that game, it would look like you're taking a photo in photo mode anyway. So, like, not the end of the world, in my opinion.
It would have been nice to be able to manipulate the camera around a bit and, you know,
yeah,
not have to try and tweak, you know, 2B's where she's standing just to get the right, you know, get the right background in.
Okay,
get the right background in.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, get the right background in.
Get your mind out of
the right backside in. Yeah.
If there was a photo mode, I would have definitely been getting the right background in myself. So I wouldn't worry too much about it.
It's the one time I try and say something innocent, I swear.
It didn't work.
It backfired on me completely.
It was an EA loot box situation. Well, what a modern adventure. What a fairy tale.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, camera angle's good. Oh, camera angles. Camera's good. Photo mode's good. Sharing button good. And mute button also good.
It's the most important.
Mute button will be necessary when the Oasis.
But yeah, enjoy photo modes. Look, I imagine we'll probably see a lot more of them.
I would like to see a lot more exhibitions, actually. Like, I really like what they did with Horizon Zero Dawn, even though the game is not my favorite. I think that the concept and the idea, and I saw a lot of those photos when I was in Australia, and they looked beautiful. Like, I honestly would love to see so much more stuff like that, exploring different game worlds. And I think it's really nice. It's a way to bring, I guess, it's a way to merge people's traditional conception of what art photography looks like with a modern understanding of what games can produce. So I think anything that kind of pushes the two together is good.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not like it's easy to take good photos
exactly.
anymore. It's no more easy to take a good photo in one of these games as it is to take a good photo in real life with an actual camera. As Alan kind of, you know, showed in spending half an hour to try and get the right, you know, angle for his wheel in his car and stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
It's a good angle.
It's a good angle. It's a good background. It actually takes a lot of skill to and practice and understanding to be able to, you know, feel the frame of a camera right, to take a good photo, to get the right action in, to time the shutters properly. All of that kind of stuff is actually quite... it takes a lot of work, and people, you know, spend years training to do photography, to become a good photographer. And I imagine that at some stage we will start to see, you know, proper galleries of in-game photography popping up. And the people who are taking those photos will have spent a lot of time just mastering, you know, the way the camera works in those games. So that's a good thing. I think, you know, that encourages creativity. It's another way to engage with the content of a game.
Content.
And it just it further deepens each game experience so that, you know, you can play it your own way. So, yeah.
So what we're really trying to say is you can go your own way. Go your own way.
Yeah. If you get GT Sport, spend more time playing, taking photos than racing it, in other words, because that's where the real fun is. That's the
Horizon. I'm just going to let you like say that without me vehemently having a go.
Horizon 2. Don't bother playing Horizon because it's pretty terrible. But the photo mode is really good. You get some good shots.
Yay.
Yeah. So to wrap things up this week, let's have a bit of retro music for fun. Shatterhand is a recommendation from Alan. He likes this game. I've never played it before. It's got a really weird box art. Like
it's called Shatterhand as well. Like, how can you not? How can you not love that?
Yeah, but it's a good track. It's fun.
It's cool. It's funky fresh. Yeah, I'm gonna be quiet now. All right.